We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Are we going to be better off with Jared Stidham, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton?
Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine that happening. Come on, he's like an adopted son of Mr. Kraft.
I'm secure for this year, I think.
Dale Arnold.
Nah, that's my guy. That's all I love right there. Kelly's my guy. K-Doggy.
I'm not saying we're like all hunky-dory and everything.
Rich Key.
Big Bone.
The uglies and the fats.
I want my cheeseburgers. Well, at least give me a lifesaver.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
If it don't apply, let it fly, Rebel.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We've been talking about the Patriots, and this discussion really began yesterday. Tommy Curran's piece on NBC Sports Boston. We talked to Tom about it yesterday, and it has been going viral nationally right now. Everybody out there is talking about it. And it seems to be in more and more people's front of mind that Tom Brady is going to be playing somewhere other than here next year. In fact, more people think he's going to be playing elsewhere than think he's going to retire.
Yeah, and include me in that group. And I think as we've seen throughout the year, his frustration level, and we listen to every interview he does with Greg Hill, with Scratchy, post-game, podiums during the week, and you say, what would make him want to come back next year? Like, what would it be? Like, he does not seem like he's having a great time. And I think what would have to happen is they would really have to, and they've done this in the past. I mean, think about 2006. Now, that was a much younger Tom Brady, but 2006, they gave him nothing. They really screwed him. So they overdid it in 07. They made up for it in then some with Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Dante Stallworth. They said, we are going to give you some guys to throw to, and that changed everything. But now he also knows what it's like to have elite receivers and to have, you know, he had Gronk for so long in his career. He had these guys to go to. Now you go into this year, and yeah, they gave him Antonio Brown, but again, that was never part of the plan. Like, no. He didn't know he was going to be available.
That sort of fell into their laps.
Same with Josh Gordon the year before. They got him Josh Gordon, but that was because he somehow became available.
I mean, they did get Austin Seferian Jenkins, and then he decided he'd be better than what you have.
He would be, but just take a look at his career. He misses all kinds of games. He missed more games than Gronk did. You know, so that wasn't a sure thing by any means. Now, you could say they drafted a receiver in the first round for him for the first time ever. But then on the flip side of that, that's not really a thing of strength for the Patriots to draft receivers. And also, rookie receivers have not had a ton of success with Tom Brady in the past. But, yeah, and when they traded a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu, right? I mean, that's in season. I don't think Sanu's anything great, but that was something that they tried to help Brady and help address the offense. But it has been probably the most frustrating 10-2 you're going to find.
So we've tossed out some possible landing spots if Brady plays elsewhere. And we talked with Peter King about it. We've kind of come up with some of our own. A texter is going to offer up one that I think has almost no chance of being true.
All right, well, let's entertain it.
Texter
anyway.
Says, actually, we're all ignorant. Well, that part's true.
Agreed.
Tom Brady is not going to be a Patriot next year. Between the sale of his house in Mass, the purchase of his house in Greenwich.
Yeah, no, we knew that.
That boy's going to be a New York Jet.
Oh, boy.
Think about it. They're basically a quarterback away from being a playoff team.
Same ghosts.
I don't see it.
That would be the most painful thing for Patriots fans.
Yes.
That would be the thing that causes the most angst.
Yes, it would be.
I haven't brought that one up because I just don't see that one.
I don't see it happening. Have they given up on Sam Darnold already? I mean, he was the, number three pick in the draft?
Manish Mehta says he's the best quarterback in the AFC East.
And do you really think they're a quarterback away from the playoffs? Because I don't.
No, I
don't think
I do
that's
not.
All.
No, I do not.
Darnold's fault or the third. I mean, look. I know they spent some money on in free agency this offseason, but I don't think that they are a playoff team with Brady.
As we get back to the calls, I offer this up because, you know, the way things have gone around here, where we are in the schedule, Patriots have played 12 games, Bruins have played 28 games, Celtics have played 20, and as we've told you, they do not have a loss in regulation at home, the Bruins, and none of the three. None of the three teams combined have lost a game in regulation at home.
Really?
At this point, Boston Sports Info did the math on this.
Wow.
Do you know why you think it's better than it ever was?
Because it is.
It's better. You go back 60 years.
Yep.
Most wins at this point of the season, 45. This year's teams are tied with 2007-2008. Fewest losses, this year, 10 losses total. And none of them at home. Best winning percentage, 792. Best this year in the last 60 years. Bruins, Celtics, Patriots combined at this point in the season, it is the best year in 60 years for these teams combined.
Which is outrageous because you think of how good they've been for a while. Now, I guess Bruins and Celtics have been up and down during this run that the Patriots are on. But, yeah, that homestead, I guess I hadn't even really considered. I know yesterday when we were talking to Matt Grizzlick, pointed out that they were 12-0-4 at home this season.
They are combined after the Celtics won last night.
Yep.
Okay? At home, the Patriots, Celtics, and Bruins at home are 25-0-4.
So I think home court, home ice, and home field are all pretty important.
And none of the losses in regulation. The four Bruins losses have been in a shootout.
Yeah.
Patriots are 5-0. Celtics are 8-0. Bruins are 12-0-4. 25-0-4 at home for the Patriots, Celtics, and Bruins combined.
And do they take a loss on Sunday, though, because the Kansas City Chiefs are coming to town, and that's a pretty good team.
Sort of talking myself into it, and I'd like to talk myself out of it if I could, too.
I know, but I don't know how. I think Kansas City's defense is certainly not great. I think they're a little bit improved from where they've been earlier in the year, but is the Patriots' defense going to be able to slow down Patrick Mahomes enough?
I'll make one bold prediction here.
Ooh.
If in fact Tom Brady's playing elsewhere next year.
Bold prediction.
And now if he retires, this does not apply.
Oh.
If he's here, it does not apply. Okay. But if he's playing,
he's on another team.
For the Chargers, for the Dolphins, for the Panthers. If he's playing somewhere else, there will be an office space available at Patriot Place.
Oh, you think TB12
won't
there?
Be there?
Especially when he comes to town as a Dolphin.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you're going to want that there.
I think it'll remain. The downtown location will be there. I'm going to guess the Patriot Place one might not
so
be there.
So that might
anymore.
Open up, might be available?
Some space available,
probably.
Because
I'm always looking for a place to put the hashtag Dork Studios. And you think maybe
it's
there?
It's a large, I don't know how big a studio you need.
We need a good size space. We like to get up and run around every once in a while.
Oh, well.
Keith needs to put his toys up somewhere.
Yeah, I have a lot. Well, they're action
running out of space
they're
at
They're not
home.
Toys. They're action figures. I got to bring those in.
And bobbleheads.
I got wall-to-wall posters. Put it in like a little like a movie screen in there for me. Well, I'll see how much it is, what the rent is.
Probably more than he's paying.
Well.
If I was going out on a limb, I'd suggest that
he's getting some sort of discount.
There might be some
Come
sort
on.
Of deal going on
I did
down
the
there.
Pre and post game for them for a while.
Well, that
should help.
Does your key card still work?
I don't think so.
Nah, it doesn't.
I think they shut that off.
617-779-7937. Paul's in South Boston. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
I love your show. Listen all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, so a lot of talk about Tom Brady. I think he's the best ever, of course. I think he's getting screwed. I think Kraft should have kept Antonio Brown. You know what? Why would him being back bother Tom Brady or get him off his game? I mean, look at all the other stuff that's been going on. Deflategate, after that, he came back and won a Super Bowl. Kraft is getting accused of these things down in Florida. They've been dealing with a lot of media scrutiny and pressure for years and years. He needs an offensive line. He needs weapons. It's that simple. They are screwing him, and Kraft should be ashamed of himself. I think he's going, if he leaves, and by the way, he's Gronk pissed off Patriots Nation too, excuse my language, but, you know, these announcements, I think he used Patriots Nation and he used the Patriots organization to get publicity and, to you know, to basically get people to hear him and listen to his stupid announcements about parties down in Miami. I mean, why don't you go dance with the L.A. Lakers cheerleaders again and, rub your hands through your head? Or maybe, did you see the private video of him in his underwear grinding on another man? I mean, what are you doing?
I did not see that one. I missed that one. But I'll tell you what, the Gronk thing that he brings up is sort of an interesting little side story there. I don't think anybody was upset that he retired. Maybe they were upset that they didn't get the chance to see him play more, sure, but they didn't fault him for retiring because of all the injuries that he had and what a great career that he had. But all the stuff he has done since, it's rubbed Patriots fans the wrong way. I don't think they love it. Better chance that, you mentioned Andrew Luck earlier, a better chance that Gronk returns next year or Andrew Luck?
Gronk.
Yeah, I would say zero for both.
I don't think there's a big chance for either.
Yeah, I would say definitely no on Luck. But
one of our Twitter followers suggests this one. He writes, hear me out.
Okay.
There's a team with a transition quarterback, elite offensive line, elite receiver, good defense, plenty of cap space for both Brady and Antonio Brown.
Who's that?
Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine him playing for the Colts? Can you imagine Tom Brady in a Colts uniform
and that horseshoe on his head?
I mean, they do have a good offensive line.
They have a great offensive line,
and he's better than Jacoby
Brissett out of a job.
Yeah, he could back him up again.
Yeah,
he's got T.Y. Hilton's there, Marlon Mack's there,
and
Antonio Brown
and cap space. They could add them both.
Oh my God, that one I can't. I'm trying to figure out which place that he would go to that would hurt the most.
And that's, the Jets.
Nah. Yeah, that would be hard to see, but I don't know if they would be great. Like, that would, like, I'm talking about a team that he goes to, and then they come in here and they beat you. I feel like the Colts would beat you if they had him. The Jets, I don't know. You might have a game on your hands with the Jets, depending on who the Patriots get to replace Brady. Oh, God. Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't think you can rule out anything. Like, there's nothing that you can say right now, because I don't even think Brady knows the answer. So you can't sit here and say, well, this scenario definitely won't happen. Like, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I guess the beauty, I say that with quotation fingers, the beauty of this from Tom Brady's perspective is he can do whatever he wants.
Pretty much.
He is an unrestricted free agent. Yeah. They can't franchise him. If he does want to go somewhere else, he can start going to see teams when the season's over and let her rip.
I mean, it's really, if you want to look at it this way, it's Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City, Green Bay, Arizona, and Seattle are like 100% rule those out. There's zero chance. Absolutely
right,
not.
Right.
Those are like six. They have quarterbacks that are in their prime, young, and are all better. Or not. I mean, Kyler Murray's not better, but they literally just took him number one overall.
Yeah.
Everybody else, though, there's like an outside chance that they say, you know what, either we're sick of our quarterback, or our quarterback's a free agent, or, hey, this is the splash that we need, or this is what we're going to do, or maybe you fire the coach and now it's a complete overhaul. Like, all the other teams, at the very least, there's like a small percentage chance it could happen.
I think I have your worst case scenario.
What is it?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep. Yeah, that might be it.
He goes and replaces Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
the broken down, busted up Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep, that's it. Just the optics of him wearing the stupid helmet that only has the logo on one side. Like, yep, that's it. It's Pittsburgh.
That's the worst case scenario.
That's the one that makes you sick in your stomach.
Oh, I couldn't watch.
Pittsburgh's bad. When Peter King brought up Denver, I'm like, Denver sucks. That would be a horrible one, too. But Pittsburgh would be the one that you would die a little bit inside if he went to the...
Maybe more than a little.
Maybe a lot. Maybe just all together.
You might die a lot.
That might be it, yeah.
617-779-7937. Phil's in Maine. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Phil.
How are you?
I'm good. One day closer to the weekend. So
that's right.
Talk about the Patriots. And this is my, again, like you heard before, I have no inside source.
Okay.
I have no reputable source to back up my facts.
Well, you sound like Pro Football Talk.
You sound like me. Join the club.
Yeah.
So here it is. And you tell me what you think. That the Patriots are okay moving on from Tom Brady for whatever reason. I'm not saying I agree with that.
Yep.
But the way that they've treated this whole situation this year leads me to believe they are. And maybe they want a new identity, and I don't know what it is, outside of Tom Brady. Maybe I think they want to reset this whole thing. I don't understand why. Maybe they feel that Tom Brady, obviously he's declined. He's not in his prime anymore. That's fine. I understand it. But you always hear about Bob Kraft meeting with Tom Brady and closed-door meetings. And whenever there's an issue, usually, you know, he can go to him. He can talk. It's a personnel thing, whatever. It's Brady and Belichick or whatever. We're not hearing a lot about that this year. And it confuses me as to why they're not doing anything for him. So it makes me wonder if they're okay with this and if they're ready to move on and start a new identity. But the other aspect of that, guys, and you tell me also what you think, who the hell else for a quarterback would want to come into New England if Tom Brady up and walks away, you know, because New England doesn't offer him another contract or whatever, facing the fans? Because I do believe Tom Brady has the fans more than New England Patriots.
Yeah, but it's not the player's fault who replaces him. You're right.
No, but that sucks.
It would be an awful task.
That's a horrible spot to jump into.
You don't want to be the guy. And however it happens, he retires, he leaves. Whenever it happens, and he's no longer the quarterback of the Patriots, whoever that quarterback is the next year,
he's going to suck.
Oh, it's going
to
be.
In comparison.
It's going to be awful for him.
Now, his first question about, could the Patriots potentially be okay with him moving on? Yeah, I think so, which is crazy. And
I don't know about Robert Kraft, but Bill Belichick, you assume, would?
Yes, I think Belichick would be, and I think he could convince Kraft of it. And I think, yeah, because, again, they decided to, when they reworked the contract this offseason, they would rather allow him to have the out where he couldn't even be franchised than give him an extra year. Because I'm sure that's what it kind of came down to. It's like, either the extra year or give me this. All right, you can have this.
Well, Curran said yesterday, if they had offered him the Breeze deal, the two-year deal, he would have signed.
And that's not breaking the bank. That's not insane. That's not even paying a guy for what he's done. That would be paying for the guy for what he is right now.
Right.
That's probably what he's worth right now. He's just always taken a little bit less than he could. So, yeah, I think the Patriots in a weird way would be okay. Now, where it would really come back to bite him is if he goes somewhere and plays really, really well. If he goes somewhere and is bad, like your scenario, where it's just disappointing, then they look good. If he retires, then it's, hey, no problem with us. Like, we didn't have to tell anybody. We didn't have to admit that we were happy that he was gone because he retired. So, look, you know, we have to move on. But if he goes somewhere and is good, and I would think he would be so motivated to prove that the Patriots screwed up by not keeping him around for the year 21 of his career. If he did that, then it would look really bad on the team.
We've talked about this in the past, guys that the Patriots have moved on from. You know, how many of them have gone on and done great things? Well, you got a couple of them right now. Jimmy G's doing great.
Garoppolo's doing well.
And Jacoby Brissett's doing pretty well.
Not only is Brissett doing well, yes. And when you look at, they were both trades, if you want to get into that aspect of it, they're both trades, a second-round pick for Garoppolo, who is now their franchise quarterback, and then you get Philip Dorsett for Jacoby Brissett, who's their starter. But you can even go back, like, that was sort of one of those, I guess, a false narrative where you'd cherry-pick some guys, like, well, that guy wasn't any, Deion Branch went to Seattle, and he wasn't good. It's like, well, Ty Law led the league in picks the year after he left. Asante Samuel led the league in picks after he left. Richard Seymour was still like an all-pro after he left. So there are guys that can go somewhere else.
Other
and
guys
still be
successful. When they've made they've cut the cord.
Yeah.
You know, I love Lawyer Malloy, but he
wasn't really he wasn't that good when he left. Not much of an impact. But there have been some guys that have moved on and done well.
Jim's on the cell phone. Hey, Jim.
Hey. I know this isn't likely, but it's fun to think about. Brady to the Jets, Darnold here.
Why is that fun to think about? That does not sound fun at all.
Well,
because it buys the Patriots time. You give Darnold is a perfect transition guy. I don't think he's the future. I don't think he's the next 10 years.
How do you get him?
Well, you give him Brady.
You can't trade him.
Brady's a free agent at the end of the year.
He can go anywhere he wants. You can't trade him.
I mean, what you would have to do is Brady would just sign with the Jets, and then you would trade with them. But they wouldn't make a trade with you, I don't think. I mean, I know they made the Demaryius Thomas deal, but they wouldn't make a trade at that level. But also, that's the big question that the Patriots then have to face is next season going forward. Do you want a guy who is half the age of Tom Brady, which a lot of these young quarterbacks are,
almost
which
all
is
of
crazy?
Them are, right.
Would you rather have a guy that's in his early to mid 20s that might be good for 10 years? Or do you want a guy who's good right now? And I'm going to say good. I don't know if he's great anymore. I think he can be great at times, but at the very least, the bar is good. Whereas that next quarterback, if you're going with a really young guy, yeah, there's the hope that you have the position locked up for a long time. But look at all these teams just in the division. How did the Bills replace Jim Kelly? Not well, still trying. How did the Dolphins replace Dan Marino? Not well, still trying. Like, all these teams have really struggled to find that guy. And yeah, they're younger. They have more of a shelf life. Like, the next quarterback should, like, Jared Stidham should be in the league longer than Tom Brady.
You'd like to
think. But you never know. You never know. I'm sure teams thought that Johnny Manziel and Brady Quinn and all those guys would outlast Tom Brady. They didn't. Andrew Luck didn't outlast Tom Brady. Like, just because you're a young quarterback doesn't mean you're going to have this 10-year NFL career.
Texter points out Malcolm Butler's been a terrible defensive
back.
Yeah,
he has not been very good
since
down there.
He left.
No, he hasn't. But Logan Ryan, I think, has been pretty good.
He's been
okay. Yeah. But yeah, no, Butler has got his money. Like, good for him. No, trust me, there are definitely examples of guys that have left New England and have not been good pros anymore. But there are definitely examples of guys that have been just fine elsewhere.
Whether you're talking short-term or long-term, and you mentioned Bill Barnwell's list of 16 quarterbacks who might be on the move in this offseason.
Yes.
Of this list I have in front of me, if you told me, okay, you can have that guy, I'd probably say Teddy Bridgewater.
Yep, I think Teddy Bridgewater. Ugh.
I mean, and I'll just run through it. Drew Brees, he's going back.
Drew Brees is staying, I would imagine, with the Saints.
You know, Mitchell Trubisky, no thank
you. Don't want him.
The Tannissons, sorry. They suggest Tennessee's going to franchise
They might.
Him.
The guy is...
Paying $30 million now.
And maybe I just listened to Shime and John too much, but I would not be opposed to the Tannissons coming to town.
Well, Barnwell thinks they're going to franchise him. You're not going to get a chance.
Maybe not. But do you know? Well, unless they get Brady. Right, Dale? That'd be right. Tennessee is one of the maybe chances. Do you know that since he has been a starter in Tennessee, they are 5-1 and right back in the playoff picture?
He also has a completion percentage above 70% and
Shime.
He's in the top four.
You're the only person who cares about Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, I do, Dale. Dale, this is a guy.
It's three
that
against one right now.
He might be their quarterback next year.
The Shimasante and the Tannehill happening
Shimasante.
All before you right now.
That's not a
Shimasante.
Thing. All right, let me go through the rest of the list because you guys got distracted.
You should have ended it with Tannehill because that's your guy.
The rest of the list, Marcus Mariota, no thank you.
Oh, he sucks.
Jameis Winston.
Sucks.
No,
got some
W's.
He's eating W's.
Eli
sucks.
Manning.
Awful.
Josh Rosen.
Trash.
Joe Flacco.
Worse.
Andy Dalton, I guess, is Christian's guy.
Fournier loves Dalton. He compares
Give me
everybody.
Dalton.
Now you want the red rifle?
Well, yeah, I want the red rifle.
If you could have the red rifle,
I think Tannehill's going to sign for $30 million with Tennessee. I want the red rifle.
If they're both available, who would you rather have?
Tannehill.
Okay, all right.
Got it. I got to take Tannehill.
Nick Foles, they suggest, could be available as trade bait.
You know, the guy won a Super Bowl. I don't like Nick Foles all that much.
For $30 million a year?
No, I don't like that. No.
How about Derek Carr, who they suggest could be trade bait
Knock
from the
wood
Oakland
if you're
Raiders?
With me, okay?
Yeah,
I'm not with you. He's a definition of like a middle of the pack quarterback. Like, I think he'll start somewhere in the league next year, whether it's with the Raiders or somebody else, but I wouldn't want him.
Cam Newton.
If you told
me, about to have foot surgery,
I was
going to
say,
if you
told me he was healthy, 100% I would take him, but he's not and he never will
and
be.
And hasn't
again.
Been no, in no. a long time.
Future Chicago Bears quarterback.
Maybe.
Could be.
Phillip Rivers.
Nope.
Nope. And the last name on their list here is Dak Prescott.
So that's actually a guy that a team would want for.
Assuming Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's available, that's one of the few guys on the list that you could see being a quarterback somewhere for five or more years, right? Like, that's one of the few guys in like a legit starter. But I'm telling you, Tannehill and Bridgewater are probably...
Bridgewater's younger than I thought, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's only 27, I think.
Yeah, because he got hurt like his second or third year, and it was like a horrible injury. But he's a good... He was drafted... same draft as Garoppolo, I
2014.
Believe, right? Yeah, same draft as Garoppolo, the last pick of the first round, right? He was one of those guys. So he was drafted ahead of Garoppolo. Derek Carr, all that same year.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you guys. What else you got? About 145 or thereabouts. OMF in at 2.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Dale and Keith, come for the expert analysis.
It's averaging like 5 yards a carry.
Steve for the on-point predictions.
NFL MVP.
I'm going with
Baker Mayfield. This is WEEI.
Wait a minute. How is that a promo?
It seemed like a cheap
shot. What are we
to
doing
me.
Here? Do you get, I thought that audio make was burned to the ground.
Take a walk on the wild
I
side.
I have. I've had a lot of great predictions. You guys,
I know where you were going, John.
You guys choose to ignore them. I said Patriots would beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. Nobody had that.
Yeah, well, you guys give us that side of the glass. Whoever's over there, never give us any love about Lamar Jackson.
We've said it about 12 times, you moron.
Jeez.
Listen to the show.
Oh, yeah,
that's
don't
all
be
we
afraid
say.
To tune into the
I listen
program.
To the podcast after the show.
I just said that you guys convinced me that Tannehill's good. I have predictions left, right, and center that are right.
Name
and
one that was
like,
right.
I told you, I had the Patriots over the Rams
this
in the Super
year.
Bowl. This year, I said the Celtics were going to be good.
It's still early.
They're very good. They're a good team.
All right, you got us cornered there.
I have another.
I have a good record in NFL Sunday. I'd put my NFL Sunday picks up against your podcast picks.
By the way, Scheim has like 6 different avenues so that he can say, you know, on the podcast,
oh,
I did really
fine.
Well.
Yeah.
On the show,
I give the same
on my
picks.
Blog
you
picks.
Do not give the same pick.
I went 9-0 on my blog. Like, wait a second. You want to share your blog? I don't even know what it is. My Twitch stream, I went 19-0.
Yeah, my Twitch stream, very popular.
No, I know it is.
My Reddit AMA.
Like, wait, what the hell? I don't remember this. Yeah, you gotta. Do you ever... No, forget it. I'm not even going to ask.
We have a texter who's come up with a bold prediction for Sunday because, yeah, they are in need of a kicker.
Yeah, who do they got?
Get Doug Flutie in to drop kick it.
Listen, Ebner. Ebner could try it. He's been successful doing the rugby kicks in the past. What is the deal, though? Seriously, is it Nick Folk just coming back fresh off the appendix?
But somebody said they cleaned out his locker.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I mean, I was under the impression when they said he had the appendicitis that, you know, he might miss just a week and theoretically could be available. But then somebody told me that that they cleaned out his locker. Now, they could just be throwing us off the scent.
Could be. Yeah, they've done that before. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I don't know who it's going to be. It's not Cobra Kai, though. I don't think they're bringing him back.
No.
He didn't look great in his audition.
You know what? Let Jake Bailey do it.
I think
he'd probably do
point,
that, too.
What the hell? Save a roster
He'd probably do everything. 617-779-7937. Jose's up in Maine. Hey, Jose.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
All right, so I actually do have a fun one, at least in my opinion. But Brady to Detroit, and then we get Stafford.
You can't trade Brady.
Yeah, Brady.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you can then let him go. I mean, they can work out it, right? I mean, like Detroit somehow let Stafford go because he's been there for what, how long, and it hasn't worked. You know, let Stafford, and then now he's a free agent, and then go ahead and let him come here. So that's how it works out. He gets to come here, and Belichick can prove that he can win with Brady. Maybe. I don't know. Brady gets to go play inside. McDaniels can go with him, reunite with Patricia, you know, and you can sign whoever to Detroit with Brady. And then you get to see him and Rodgers go at it a couple times a year.
Yeah,
I'll
give you credit for this. Nobody else has come up with Detroit for me.
Well, and you know what? People have mentioned he goes with McDaniels. People have mentioned Vrabel, Peter, you know, Flores. They haven't mentioned Patricia, who I don't even know if
he might not be there.
As I say, he might not even have the job necessarily next year. How serious is Stafford's injury? I guess that would be the other question, too. You know, because he was the guy that played all the time. Like, he never missed games. And then... this year he got knocked out, so I don't know how severe that is either.
617-779-7937. Eric's in Winthrop. Hey, Eric.
Hey guys, what's going on?
How are you?
What's up? Right after I got called and put on hold, the next caller said, "How about Darnold?" That was something I was going to explore.
Ugh.
Beyond that,
you can't trade
else.
Him. Yeah, trade him. So it's not an option.
Well, now that I had to think of something else, what I really want to see is 49ers-Patriots. A couple years ago, I had been exploring the possibility of it happening with Brady in San Fran and then us with Garoppolo and Belichick. That's obviously not how it worked out, but I would love to see that.
So that Super Bowl, you mean?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that would be...
I think everybody's dream.
I think that would be the most... I mean, it's the Super Bowl, so everybody's going to watch everything, all that stuff. But just the craziest storyline ever would be Patriots this year versus the 49ers. I think people have sort of lost sight in it, too, because the Ravens have passed by the Patriots as being the better team, and now Brady's future has jumped back in. And, you know, before the season started, I thought the Brady future thing could kind of come and go at any point. Like, it was such a major story that we weren't always going to get a lot of new information throughout the year, but the fact that it was sort of hanging over their head and they had not agreed to an extension, it was always a real possibility that he was going to be gone at the end of the year. But yeah, like I think, you know, in Curran's article yesterday, that was sort of the point too, was, hey, let's try to enjoy the rest of the season. You know, I'm fine for all the conspiracy theories and tossing out there. Like, hey, what if he goes to Detroit? What if he goes to Tennessee? True. But he also have four games and hopefully another Super Bowl run. Now, they're not going to be the favorite, but they weren't the favorite last year. They had to go to Kansas City and win. So you need either somebody else to knock off Baltimore, or you're going to have to pull that upset off yourself. But they're still one of the 5 to 7 teams in the NFL that can realistically win the Super Bowl.
By the way, I don't know that this is true, but I trust our Twitter friend Dice.
Oh, yeah, Dice knows.
One of the wide receivers from Colin Kaepernick's workout was signed by the Redskins.
Is that right?
Oh, that's just rubbing salt in the wounds.
We'll take this guy.
I'm going to bring some guys down and just catch some passes from me, okay? They didn't do that. I mean, that's doing the man dirty, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but they're not opposed to that either.
Jordan Vesey is his name. Yes, they did sign him.
Wow. So maybe some of those teams, all those teams that were down there, just heard that there were some good receivers.
They went, hey, they were like, look at that guy.
See these guys catch some passes.
Yeah, we could use that.
Yeah, they could.
Ernie's up in Maine. Hey, Ernie, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. We're 10-2,
yep.
Headed to the playoffs.
That's right.
And it's pandemonium in New England.
Correct.
Typical, right?
Yep.
Hey, I wanted to jump in on your conversation. First off, I think that after Robert Kraft decided to say goodbye to AB, I think it was probably the wise choice. Primarily, I mentioned this to you guys previously, primarily because it took the spotlight off of his improprieties in South Florida. But anyway, that's just me. So
I don't think it did that.
Well,
how did releasing Antonio Brown take attention off Robert Kraft's case in Florida?
Well, just because when Brown was here having his own woman problems, if you will, it kind of brought light to the situation that went quiet for a while. And now you got another guy in town bringing light to domestic issues like that.
What's your point today? What do you got?
Okay, so my point today is, it's Bill Belichick. I think that Kraft said if I have to choose Brady or Belichick, then I'm taking Bill. And because of that, I would say that it's all about the money and managing the cap. So bring in a utility quarterback to back up Jared Stidham. And you got all kinds of money to spend, and Bill's gonna build off of that and prove that he can do it without Tom Brady. And I think
I've heard that narrative before. You're not the first person who has said Bill just really wants to win one without Brady, and I think that's crap. He just wants to win.
He would
rather not win this year, lose this year, but win next year with Stidham. That would be better.
No. Please. I think he wants to win every game.
He wants to win every year.
But I wouldn't.
No matter who the quarterback is.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be shocked if either one of them had interest in winning without the other, just because they are so tied to each other and that you can have success without the other one. I mean, they've won so much. You know, you're trying to find some new challenges for yourself. I could see that. But his first point, if Kraft had to pick Belichick or Brady, who should he pick at this point?
Belichick.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he's got longer in his career.
He's got
than Brady.
Longer, and he controls more of it, right?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
If this question came up 12 years ago, you might have a different answer. But right now, yeah, you got to keep Belichick.
If you had to make the choice between the two,
yeah, you have to. For right now, again, the every year it could be a different answer, I suppose. But right now, and kind of projecting it going forward. Yeah, you would have to give Belichick what he wants rather than Brady and see Belichick go coach somewhere else and turn some other team around.
Jeremy's in Rhode Island. Hey, Jeremy.
What's going on, guys?
What's up? How are you?
Good. Just got a little hot take for you, Rich. If you stand and sit down, because you might need it.
Oh boy! All right, is this fresh out the oven? Like that hot of a take?
Oh, I just baked it. So Brady walks or retires, whatever happens. Pats pick up Kaepernick. I'll listen to what you guys got on flank.
Kaepernick, look, you could do worse.
It's a hot take. I'll give you that. Hot take.
You could do worse. Dale, looking at this list that Bill Barnwell had out there.
Oh, I got a couple on there I'd rather have than Kaepernick.
But let me give you a few others. Okay. Would you rather have Kaepernick or Josh Rosen?
Josh Rosen.
Really?
Kaepernick hasn't played in 3 years.
Has Rosen? Kaepernick or Joe Flacco?
I understand your point. My point is this guy's been out of the league for 3 years.
Yeah. Almost.
And I know he's been working out hard. I keep seeing that on Twitter, and I'm sure he has.
Michael Vick was out for 2 years, came back, and was like a Pro Bowler with Philly. You know, so I mean, guys have taken time off before. Josh Gordon took several years off, came back last year, was decent enough. I just think you can do better. There's no doubt. Like we went over the names. There are guys better than that. I was waiting for something even more hot. He took the thing right out of the oven. I mean, that was
seems half baked to me.
He
baked it.
I don't think it had fully risen yet.
Yeah, it was at like 350, not like, you know, 425.
500.
500, jeez. Gonna bring your
really
house down?
Piping hot oven.
Are you cooking a pizza?
Trying to keep everything warm during the wintertime.
Yeah, we have a problem with our oven at home.
You have an oven problem?
Susan wanted a new oven. We got a new oven.
So that's what you got her for Christmas.
No, not for Christmas.
Yeah, you got her a vacuum and an oven.
We got this a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And she really wanted the dual oven thing, you know, where you've got the upper oven and the lower oven.
Okay.
We can't figure out what temperature to cook things at.
It says it on the box.
Yeah, it does. It may say it on the box.
Yeah.
When you use that little
Tony's
smaller
Pizza, 400.
You use that little smaller oven on the top.
Oh yeah.
And it's a convection oven or something.
See,
I can't figure it out.
No. Are you burning stuff?
Oh, yes.
That's not good. That's not.
I mean, you
got
to sit there and stare at the oven door to figure out is it done?
Just waiting. Just keep taking it out, testing it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you're going to have to look something up. You don't want to be burning all your food.
I can't figure that stuff out.
No, it's not good.
It's a nightmare. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Back to the calls with you. What else you got about an hour from now? Sports Radio, WEEI.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI. AFC North.
I got the Cleveland Browns.
AFC Wild Cards.
My wild cards are the Chargers and the Texans.
NFC North.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears.
NFC East.
I got the Eagles as well.
NFC Wild Cards.
Give me the Cowboys and the Rams. Like I said, the Rams will get in.
NFL MVP.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield.
Oopersay Olbay selection.
This time, the Patriots get the better end of the Eagles.
This sounds like harassment to me.
I don't think it's fair what's happening.
I think it's
right
harassment.
Now.
It's obviously doctored tape.
Just stating the facts.
That was from, what are you guys, living in the past? That was from months ago.
Yeah, months ago I predicted Lamar Jackson would be the MVP. Look where we are now.
I was going to play the Shine one. It was like 2 minutes long, though. They were all right.
There, he got everything right. He predicted everything right.
Do we ever play anything when Shine doesn't get anything right?
Who did you have winning the NFC?
Yeah, does it rhyme
with chairs?
It sure does.
Yeah, okay. They're playing tonight, though. They could turn their season around
tonight.
Yeah,
not happening.
They're not ruled out yet.
So I guess the 2 minutes of all right stuff from Shime, you skipped the Bears part, huh?
No, that just comes at the end where it's my one thing wrong.
By the way, some of my picks in there weren't completely wrong. I got like the Texans in the playoffs. I got the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Maybe them as a wild card team, though, leading their division.
Yeah, but I thought the Tannissance was going to win that division. Then the Texans are going to be right.
So you're wrong twice.
Didn't even take over until halfway through.
Who's that?
The Tannissance.
No, but I'm saying now the Texans could still be a wild card team. Is my point.
Fair point.
Yeah, there but you said they would win the division, so that's wrong.
No, I didn't. Did you just listen to the whole thing that you just put together?
No, you said the Texans would be in the wild card. And you said the Titans would win the division.
And that could still happen, you moron. Are you listening?
It's not done yet.
It's not done yet. The Tannissance could win the division, right?
Don't worry. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Thank you, Shime. God, somebody's listening back there.
He wants so badly to make you look bad.
I don't get it. What have I ever done to you? The Texans are 8-4. The Titans are 7-5. So it's not out of the realm of possibility
right
that I actually nail that
you
selection.
You are right in it.
Yeah. Thank you.
By the way, Adam Vinatieri says he's experiencing increased discomfort in his knee. Will not kick today. Too early to commit to kicking on Sunday.
He's cooked.
Lingering issue through the season, but is now exacerbated, he says. He's using an SAT word there.
He's a what now?
He says it's been exacerbated.
He so should try some prune juice.
Yeah, I know. So that's why they went and picked up that guy on waivers,
yeah,
who the Patriots put in a waiver claim on, too. But Indianapolis got him because the Patriots' record is better.
Smart, though, by the Patriots to go into the week without a kicker.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just a new and unique way. Now, they are not yet on the practice field, so I haven't seen the early, the Mike Reese playlist.
Well, if we have any roster decisions, we'll make sure that we pass those along, Dale.
We'll let you know as soon as we can. Matt's in Rhode Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So just playing the Brady conspiracy theory really quick. I know he can't be traded, but what if the Patriots traded Josh McDaniels to Cleveland? Freddie Kitchens is done. Beckham and Brady love each other. I could see McDaniels going to Cleveland maybe for Baker Mayfield. Now you have your quarterback of the future. Brady follows. I'm just saying that would be
I like that one a lot better than the Detroit one. I like that one because – you're right. Freddie Kitchens could be out of there. So then they just hire Josh McDaniels as the head coach.
So why do you have to trade him there?
Forget about the trades. The trades. You're getting caught up with the trades. You don't need to trade. The only thing you'd have to trade is Baker Mayfield here. You would have to do because they could just sign Brady. And if Brady had Beckham and Landry and Hunt and Chubb, he'd look pretty good. Do you think the Browns record would be with Tom Brady?
Better than it is now.
Absolutely it would be.
A texter says, and the texter approached it a little more realistically than the caller did.
All right.
I can't believe nobody has mentioned Brady and McDaniels going to the Browns.
Yeah.
Full of talent. Browns need a coach with half a brain. That's true. Half a brain would probably help.
Would help. That would be half more than what you got right now.
Yeah.
But that would be...
Would they give up on Baker Mayfield?
That quickly? The Cardinals gave up on Rosen. Now, Rosen wasn't the number one pick like Baker Mayfield was, but he was a top 10 pick. I think that one would be tough to do. It's only year two of Baker Mayfield. There was a lot of good stuff from his rookie year. This year has been disappointing. And are you giving up on, again, it's the same question the Patriots are going to be dealing with too. Would you rather have 10 maybe good years or definitely one or two good years?
And at most three.
Yeah, maxed out. Maxed out. Yeah.
That would be probably even unrealistic that you're going to have three good years.
And then the other question is, at this second, what's the gap between Brady and Baker Mayfield, let's say? Like, how big of a gap? Like, I think he's better, but I don't know. It's not like it was 2 years ago when you would have said, oh, yeah, take any of these rookie quarterbacks, and Brady is, you know, I guess with the exception of Mahomes and Watson, he is significantly better than all these other guys. But now maybe it's too close where you say, you know what? I'd rather try to have the longevity at the position.
Oh, by the way, thank you to the people who checked in on the text machine and saved me from my oven issues.
Oh, did you get some help there?
Lots of help, lots of people. But the consensus seems to be that the convection oven, like we have, runs 50 degrees hotter than a regular oven. So just set it 50 degrees cooler than what the box says, to your point.
So my Tony's Pizza would be 350 instead
there
of 400.
There you go, instead of 400. And you got it. So thank you, guys.
Good.
I needed the help there because we couldn't figure it out. Dennis is in Springfield. Hey, Dennis.
Oh, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
Good. My question is to tell y'all guys, Carolina Panthers do have a job that's open, and people said Josh McDaniels might take that job.
Right.
So if they trade Cam Newton for some more picks, and then they get Tom Brady to come to Carolina with the weapons they got, and they got a decent defense out there. So everybody overlooking the Panthers, too.
Yeah, you know what? We mentioned that, Dennis.
Way.
No, you're right. And Peter King actually mentioned that, too. Peter King was on with us earlier, and the first team he mentioned was the L.A. Chargers, which I think makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons, even off the field, that we talked about. Then he brought up the Denver Broncos, which was surprising to me. But then when I asked him about the idea of McDaniels-Brady package deal, he said the Carolina Panthers, because he said he was talking about just McDaniels anyway there. And then that's such up in the air with – what's going on with Cam Newton, Kyle Allen? Would they want to take a shot at Tom Brady? Yeah, add him to the list. And you got McCaffrey there. You know, DJ Moore is a good young receiver. I don't know if I love many of their other guys. Greg Olsen's getting old, but, you know, they would have to bring in somebody else as well.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got an hour to go. What else you got at 1:45? OMF in here at 2. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.